Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wake Up to Spirit. My name is Celeste Elliott, and as always, I am your host here every Thursday at 10 a.m., and that is 10 a.m. no matter where in the country you are listening from. So if you want to ever catch us live and talk to us live, I am located in Lilydale, New York, every day in my office, which is on the front porch of my house. So I am in the Eastern time zone. Lilydale, of course, is located about an hour south of Buffalo and about an hour northeast of Erie, Pennsylvania. I should not have had to take the time to orient myself with that. I don't know why. But anyway, just letting you know, I'm so excited today. It is a very, very, very special show. We are going to be talking to two of my very favorite people, and I think that you're going to really, really, really like them as well. So we've got different topics going on. We want to talk about this weekend, which is a special weekend coming up here in Lilydale. Of course, the assembly season has always been the end of June through whenever the holidays in September. This year, we threw the rule book out, and we decided to do a bunch of preseason stuff. We had some things going on in the fall. We had classes all through the spring. And, of course, this is the last kind of special weekend with classes and everything before June 21st, which is our season opener. So we have this weekend the pre-summer kickoff. I'm really excited about it. I hope you are too. We're starting Friday night off with a Hawaiian-themed beach party. It is family-friendly, and we're going to be doing, we have some drumming, drum circle. We're going to have a limbo contest. We've got all kinds of goodies to eat, all sorts of things. So kids under 12 are free. Adults are $10. Very worth it. So you can come and, we're going to do a couple of prizes and different things. And if you show up in full luau gear and you're ready to roll, I will personally buy you a 24-hour gate pass to come to Lilydale this summer, okay, because I'm that excited about it, and you should be too. So I'm going to go ahead and make sure that I share this on the Lilydale Assembly site as well so that nobody misses out. So here we go with that. Now I have with me today calling in two very, very special guests. One from right here in Lilydale, and you will recognize her from the Lilydale Blog Talk shows because she is the voice, the producer for John White and his show, Journeys into the Light. And that John's show, of course, is on Wednesday evening, so last night at 8 p.m. And that's going to be, I am working on it. Somebody has asked me to adjust my privacy settings, and I forgot that I didn't do that. So, thank you very much for the reminder. Working on it, and I'm getting all my tech stuff down. I need a Joyce, honestly. I need a producer, because all this tech stuff, what can I say? Anyway, so if you'd like to call in and talk to our two wonderful guests, who I haven't mentioned yet, sorry, Joyce Kelly, I was telling you about her. She is doing a class this weekend on Saturday on Ayurvedic facial yoga, and she's going to tell us all about that. We also have the wonderful and talented Jen Shepherd, And Jen is going to call in a little later as well, and she is going to be talking about her class on Sunday here in Lilydale, which is chakras from an Eastern perspective. So I'm going to let her explain that, but it's going to be really, really fun. And, of course, I have my ever-present sidekick, caffeine, in my favorite mug as well. I think it's really funny because sometimes I will get calls from people, and they will say to me, where is your co-host? If I have a show and I don't mention it, so I thought that was really funny. But so I do. I have my coffee with me. No need to fear, which I understand. So until Joyce calls in just a few moments, I just want to kind of run through some of the other really cool events that we have going on. So Saturday morning, you have your option of how you want to start and how you want to spend your day. Saturday, we do have an all-day Reiki 1 class with the wonderful and talented healer, Teresa Sheffer, and that will be in the Lyceum building. If you have taken Reiki 1 already, and you're just looking to do kind of a refresher, that sort of thing, you are welcome in the class. It is a reduced price for you. So you can go onto lilydaleassembly.org and look up the Reiki 1 class, and you can get all of the details from there as well. I'm saying that mostly because my flyer fell on the ground, and so I'm trying to read it. So give me 1 second. Okay. See, my co-host couldn't save me from that. And by the way, guys, if you are doing Lilydale classes this summer and you're looking to purchase your tickets online now, go to lilydaleassembly.org, look it up in the little search bar, go to it directly if you don't know what you want to take yet. There's lots of good things. And there is a discount on the tickets, a percentage that is automatically taken off. So it's cheaper than it's listed in the catalog until tomorrow. We had these discounts. It was supposed to be over last Friday. And then we had, surprise, surprise, a technical glitch. So because we had some website issues, we have extended that discount deadline for another week. So I hope that you all are having an opportunity to take advantage of that. Get your tickets today, get your tickets tomorrow, but get your tickets because you're not going to want to miss out. So Reiki Level 1 with Teresa Sheffer is in the Lyceum building on Saturday, this Saturday, June 8th, and that is from 9:30 to 4:30. So that's a really great all-day kind of class. There's a break for lunch and that sort of thing. But you'll really enjoy that if you're wanting to learn about healing modalities. Then we also have, from 9 to 10:30, Gentle Vinyasa Flow Morning Yoga and Guided Meditation. We had this same workshop at the last weekend, the Women's Retreat weekend here, and it was fantastic. I hope that you will join us for that. If you don't want to do the Reiki, that is truly good for people of all levels and skill sets. Okay. Our wonderful teacher Nancy, she does. And that, by the way, that is in the hotel. It's in the back room of the hotel, so that we have enough space. Okay, there is going to be a separate class in the Azure room, so no worries there, okay? So all kinds of really great stuff going on. Our shops are open this weekend. People get excited about that, and I don't blame you. I'm excited about it. Our bookstore is going to be open, so if you want to grab your Lilydale swag ahead of time, or I will tell you, if you call in an order, we will ship it to you. So think about that as well, okay? The museum is open on Saturday. The bookstore is open. Lucy's Cafe is open. The Bauhaus, B-O-U-G-H, House Restaurant, that's brand new. That's what was formerly the Sunflower Cafe in the cafeteria building. Totally renovated. You're going to love it. And, of course, Bob's Bargain and Crystal Cove and Herbal Restoration and all the shops that you know and love will be open and stocked as well. So, bonus. if you just want to come for some peace and shopping and grab a coffee and hang out, you are more than welcome. Our trail should dry out by then. Right now it's real cloudy and rainy and looks like Brigadoon. So, who knows? But this weekend is supposed to be absolutely gorgeous. This is supposed to be the last rain. It's right now today. So on Saturday we have from 11 to noon, we have a healing service in the Octagon building, and that's because they are finishing up the renovation of the healing temple right now. So in the off season, there's always a Wednesday evening healing service that's been in the Octagon building. And as soon as the temple is ready, we'll move it back over there. But in the meanwhile, then from 1 to 2 o'clock, we have a mediumship service at Inspiration Stump, just like we do in the summers. So that'll be a lot of fun, and you can come and join in that energy and have a good time. And then, of course, we have Joyce Kelly's class on Ayurvedic facial yoga as well. And you're going to really, really, really enjoy that, I promise. Joyce is an absolute hoot. So we'll hear from her when she calls in. But you are supposed to, for this class, this is something that most people are familiar with because of reality TV. And I was going to make a comment on that, but... you know, it's funny how spirit uses things for a bit of a vehicle, right? So there is more awareness out there than there was 3 years ago about what the heck that is. But, you know, there is a mind-body-spirit connection, and this kind of pulls it all together. So that is from 2:30 to 5:30 in the Octagon building on Saturday. So you could come and, you know, if you can't make any of the morning stuff, the morning activity, you could come for this in the afternoon and have dinner, and you can stay over at the Maplewood if you would like. A lot of the guest houses are going to be open. You could stay in one of those as well if you plan the weekend, or even if you get tired and you decide, yeah, I want to crush up. So, 3 to 4 o'clock, there is a guided nature walk. That is a fundraiser for our wonderful environmental committee. And Connie Dutcher, who is a master gardener here in Lilydale, is going to take you around. And I don't know everything that she has planned for that, but I know it's going to be a really good walk. So not too difficult, not too fast, but, you know, so like a very nice stroll in nature, allow you to kind of connect into the energy and see and know what's going on and what we've done as far as preservation on the grounds as well. Because Connie is a driving force with that, so she's quite knowledgeable, which is great. Saturday night, we have something very special that we haven't really done here before. We have a totally family-friendly physical comedy show, variety show, coming to Lilydale. The gentleman's name is Nels Ross, and it's called Ingest Comedy. So you can come and you can bring the kiddos with that, okay? It is a $20 ticket. Again, kids under 10 or 3. The beach party kids under 12. This kids under 10. So come, enjoy yourself. Have a really good time. You know, if you're looking for something family-friendly, it's only an hour, so the kids aren't going to get, you know, bored and crazy, and you can still get them home and into bed at a decent hour. So That is from 7 to 8 in Lilydale in the auditorium building. Sunday, chakras from the Eastern perspective. And Jen Shepherd is going to be calling in here pretty soon. We had said 10:30, but we will we'll take her as soon as she calls in. And, she's really, this is going to be an interesting class because it's sort of combining different perspectives and that, again, that kind of mind-body-spirit connection that we always talk about here. So you're going to enjoy yourself. So, okay. I'm going to go back to my little switchboard here. And by the way, for any of you who want to call in and ask questions later today, you can. The phone number is 818-739-8818. So please go ahead and we are excited. We like to share everything with people. So, all right. Let's see. What else? I think it's fascinating. I'm always interested also in knowing how people found out about what philosophy brought them or understanding brought them to come and explore a spiritual place like Lilydale. So I'm very interested in your perspectives on that. If anybody would like to call or write in on that. We are going to have a really amazing season, by the way. We have a lot of, I think mediumship in many, many ways has become the hallmark of spiritualism, and for good reason, because it really, the philosophy of the continuation of life and the power behind mediumship and being able to make that connection both personally with your loved ones, to feel and sense and know that they're around, and to go and sit in the energy with a medium and have them translate for you to bring your loved one through in such a remarkable way. We try to bring in people that really embody the best of that. I would really encourage you to look at who our season highlights are, and also to look, and look at their profiles, look at their personalities, how they look at the world, and how you feel connected, and pick your classes with that. I say the same thing when people ask for suggestions of mediums here in Lilydale. Go by the energy, go by who you feel ethically, personality, because it is an energetic connection. And while I am in many ways a firm believer that the spirit loved one picks the medium and then kind of ushers the living to us so that we can all make that wonderful connection, I think that sometimes there are four or five mediums that the spirit person could make a really great connection with, and it's a matter of that who you feel comfortable with as the client as well. So, you can always go through the bios from the website, to click on the links, that sort of thing. It's so interesting to me because public mediumship and private mediumship are such, in this line of work, we refer to it as being totally different animals, and it totally is. It's like comparing a rhino and a bunny rabbit, and yet it's the same kind of fundamental skills of being able to bring spirit through in that way that is so solid and identifiable, energy-wise, this is a place where mediums do both public and private work in the same day. And that, I think people come to Lilydale and they sort of think that maybe that's normal or expected. And in reality, you know, because public mediumship really started within the churches as mediumship sort of evolved from the Victorian era where, you know, the Fox sisters and knocking and one for A and two for B and three for C, and imagine how long it took for spirit to get through a message. And you wish that there was text code at that time or emojis that they could send, right? But, you know, they give us all sorts of signs and various things. But the to watch people do public mediumship, and when it became shortcutted enough through mental mediumship that we could do this in church and really bring that energy and that evidence through of spirit in personality, in mannerism, in speech, knowing and describing what they, you know, what they look like, that how you would understand them that way, you know, and being able to bring through that energy of how they're still present in your life, what they see going on for you. Spirit will never come through to make a decision for you. It's never about getting your fortune told or, you know, having somebody come through in a way that is, you know, it's not meant to be generic. It's not meant to come through in a way that is, you know, if you have a quiet energy, they might still be quiet in how they come through from spirit so that you will understand and recognize them. If they were somebody who never felt the need to shout, then why would they start once they're in spirit, right? But they will, you know, the mediums will bring through this energy, and sometimes, you know, they may not be able to come to you directly in the crowd with public mediumship, but you will understand the message that spirit is trying to get across. You may like the energy of the medium, and then that's what you would follow up with. So it's very unique that you get an opportunity, not through watching videos or you know, a friend suggestion or something like that, but you can check out the mediums in Lilydale by watching that, going out to the public services. And so if you are around this weekend for the pre-summer kickoff, I would encourage you to go out to the Inspiration Stump and hear all about that, okay? All right, so I believe our dear friend Jen Shepherd, is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
I am so happy to hear your voice. How are you?
Excellent. It would be great if the sun peeked out more, but I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think that the flowers ganged up on us this year, and I think they requested a lot of extra rain so they could just get massive.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
For flowers. So, but welcome and thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
So, I wanted to give you, or actually, I wanted to give our listeners a little bit of an opportunity to hear from you what this class is about on Sunday. The chakras from an Eastern perspective. I keep looking at my paper because I'm terrified that I'm going to screw up the title, but chakras from an Eastern perspective. So tell me about what that means to you and what you would be teaching this weekend.
Well, it's fascinating to me that it's only been since the 80s or 90s, right in there, that we got the RGBIV system for the chakras. Before that, that wasn't even around. You know, that kind of, you know, rainbow color code and everything. And I think it was a way for us in the Western world to wrap our little brains around something that was way more complex than, you know, because our chakras sometimes are placed into these little teeny categories of, you know, if we have to balance them or they have to spin properly. We have to notice a certain color about them. And really, they're beautiful stepping stones for us to understand ourselves and a way our soul communicates with us. And there's many different versions of that depending on what part of the planet you're from. So we will talk, because I am a student of Master Robert Peng. So we will talk chakras from the Qigong perspective and the Dantians. But we'll also talk about how recognizing our own system and what's happening in our own bodies really leads us to extra healing and alignment with self, so that whether we're an everyday person just trying to get through life, or whether we're working in the healing arts or the mediumistic qualities, that we can be more fully aligned with what our own souls are telling us. Because we have so much information there that we're not even sometimes tapping into.
Exactly right. Exactly right. That I am absolutely fascinated, and I'm so excited about this class, and I'm so excited that you're able to bring it to Lilydale this weekend. So thank you for that.
I tell you, this class has been like 2 years in the making. It's been rattling around in my head for a couple of years. So to have the opportunity to actually present it is beautiful. So I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So what is the level, if any, of kind of physical involvement with what you're teaching this weekend?
That's going to be up to the individual. I mean, I will walk through some movements, and they're mostly hand movements. So through the Dantian system, there is an exercise where we work with each of the three major Dantians, but a lot of that is internal visualization, and you can use your hands. You can sit up or stand up for it. So a person's physical abilities, you know, it's more the intention. Everything is driven energy-wise through our intention. So even because I've had students that are really, really wheelchair bound that use an electric wheelchair, and yet this works for them because it's through the intention base. So nobody needs to fear about what they're doing physically.
Perfect. Yeah. You know, I wanted to make sure that people kind of got an understanding of that, because I think sometimes when we talk about Qigong in this culture, we think about people who, you know, are standing on the lawn and doing Tai Chi moves or Qigong moves, but we're not, we forget about the energy portion of it and being able to kind of move that with thought and intention. So that is fabulous. Thank you so much for that. So,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did you start to learn? Did you learn about the chakra system before you started to study Qigong with Master Peng?
I actually did. So I started long time ago studying Reiki first. Before I got to Master Robert Peng. So that is part of the teachings there. But quite honestly, the way that it was presented didn't quite resonate fully with me. Not that it's not in there and it's not correct. It's just I knew there was more somehow. And through working with Master Peng, that started to come in closer. And then quite honestly, working with the work of Ken Wilber really brought it home, because he uses the chakra system to show how we use those as stepping stones for growth. So we'll actually talk about that too, on which ladder, which stepping stone is in which of our age groups, and so which part of ourselves are being developed at those different age groups, and how we develop, or if we leave any potholes before we add the next layer, you know, how that affects us. So it's a way of bringing ourselves totally into that alignment state. Master Peng calls it the Buddha nature. You know, when we get to that space where we're just, it's like that happy sigh space, you know, and it doesn't mean that life doesn't still ruffle us or we don't still get out of whack. Because I can tell you the last few days I had a very out of whack moment, but you come back in faster because you remember to check in with what your body's telling you and which, quote, chakra is telling you this or that, so that you can heal that, feel the potholes, and, you know, come back into alignment, which I think we all, especially those of us that are working in the healing and mediumistic fields, need to pay attention to our own selves. So I hear a lot of, well, spirit's telling me this. Well, we have a huge part of spirit right inside of us that's practically screaming all the time, and our body is the link to that. So to understand those energy centers just makes us better the whole way around, especially if we're working with other people.
You know, that is probably one of the best explanations that I have ever heard. So that is fantastic. And I have a very soft space in my heart for the work of Ken Wilber as well. That was the one of the first kind of, I don't want to say non-traditional, but that the first kind of modern philosophy book that I ever read was when I was turning 18. I had a friend give me a copy of No Boundaries. And it kind of shifted this massive paradigm for me, because it's funny because spirit will drive home something. They will touch you in one way and sort of maybe lay a foundation of energy or understanding, and maybe it doesn't quite feel right yet, and then you go and try on a different hat, and it's like, you know, I could see these, and as you go back and reread works or you work on something different, just like shifting from Reiki to Qigong, that sort of thing, it's like, it does. Spirit will always find a way to touch in with your soul and give you what you need and those wonderful tools in order to... I had a conversation last week in which somebody called it spiritual weightlifting. And I thought that was pretty appropriate. So
that's a great phrase. That needs to be put on a bumper sticker or something, you know. I'm spiritual weightlifting.
Spiritual weightlifting. 10 reps. 10 reps of meditation. So yeah, I get a little silly, but, you know, I'm so excited. And are you going to do sort of one-on-one exercises with things, or are you combining with group activity, or how interactive is this?
I don't like to pull anybody out where they're not comfortable. So some of that's going to be up to who's there.
Wonderful.
But definitely definitely group work. And then my dream is to have us pair off and do some things in pairs, both on a healing level and on a mediumistic level. And nobody, I've done this. I did a version of this out of Connecticut a few months back, and there were people that had not done either healing or mediumship before, and it works. So nobody needs to be afraid of that. It doesn't matter the level, whatever level we're at, you'll just get to feel how it works for you at that level.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Thank you for that. By the way, if you all want to call in and ask Jen questions regarding this weekend or about her personal work, because Jen and I, you know, should have talked about this earlier. I should have given you more of an introduction, but I met you through a spiritualist church a long time. Well, when I first moved into Lilydale.
I think it was like 2011, maybe.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Because it was right after kind of significant stuff in your life as well. So, I've had the privilege of being at some of your classes and your healing workshops and working with you with public mediumship as well. So there's quite a lot of depth with this particular lady. So I hope that, you know, so I apologize for my poor introduction, but Jen Shepherd has a lot going on. So you have actually a group that you start to, that you, do I want to say that you had it, or do I want to say that you're
I'm a co-founder for Bolts of Love, if that's the one you're talking about. And and we do groups. The group of healers there help head up a healing service at Unity in Edinburgh every Wednesday, which is absolutely amazing. And they're just, I love it because it's so free flowing. So people come and they discuss and they do what they need, and you know, it just is what it is at the time. It's a very, very in the moment organization. So, and then I am the spiritual leader at Unity in Edinburgh right now, along with that. So yeah, we have a lot going on, but it's
yeah.
Great. It's absolutely, it's amazing to meet so many different people and get the different perspectives and to be able to share, on that individual level.
Yeah. I think it's fantastic, and especially, you know, you try to bring in people that talk about different backgrounds and how they came to be on their spiritual journey, and you do the healing services and as well as. So lots and lots going on there, and all good stuff, all focused on healing one way or another. So healing and growth.
Yes, the healing services are great because we can do the healing and the platform work, the platform mediumship, all in the same evening. And it always is an honor to, because there's always new people that have never experienced either one before. So, you know, that's quite the honor to be the first step out of the gate and have that conversation.
Yeah, that is absolutely tremendous. And should we should take a hot second to plug an upcoming event as well, I think. So.
Oh, yes, we do. Yeah, so you're going to be down here on Tuesday.
Yes, this coming Tuesday in Edinburgh, Unity in Edinburgh. And Jen and I are doing a platform mediumship demonstration. From 7 to 9, and so do you want to tell people about what this is for, because this is a charity event for us?
Yes, it is a charity event, and there's a new healing temple being constructed at Hydesville, and we all know Hydesville is the birthplace of modern spiritualism, so that is tremendously exciting. So it's called the Temple of Peace, and they have the old, it's the Journey Within in New Jersey, has purchased the old schoolhouse, and they're renovating it for the healing temple. And just like any historic building, once you get into it, it's a lot more than what you think. So they're trying to preserve the history as much as bring spiritualism back to its birthplace. So this platform event, the evening of spirit messages, the proceeds all go to help the construction of that temple. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, I am over the moon with this. You know, any time that we can do anything to kind of help preserve. I don't know what word I was going to try and say there, but preserve our, you know, our history and the legacy of spiritualism. I think that's a wonderful thing, and we need more healing in this world. So any place that we can support that, that's a very, very good thing. So
Yeah.
Tickets are available at the door. Is that correct?
Yes, they can come right to the door and purchase tickets. That's no problem at all. Unity in Edinburgh is right in the middle of Edinburgh, 130 Meadville Street. So from Lilydale, it's, about an hour and 20-minute drive. We're just south of Erie, Pennsylvania, about 15 miles. So if you're in the area, come on down. And, I know there's one other group, Celeste, I almost forgot, the Mediumship Reading Room, if anybody would like to join to talk about mediumship and their own path there. We have a nice Facebook group going called the Mediumship Reading Room that's run by Kim Griffin and myself, and Celeste has been a contributor there. So it's a really lovely place just to hang with other healers and mediums.
And that is that exists on Facebook, by the way. So it's, you just have to type in Mediumship Reading Room, and it's for people who are, you know, lessons will be posted, this sort of thing. Many of them are free, and you can sign up to practice your mediumship on here, because that's something I hear a lot. People will come and they'll take a workshop, or they'll sit in circle, and maybe that's not, you know, enough for them. They need the additional practice, so they can sign up for that. This is, you know, it's a really great opportunity for people who do not have anything maybe going on around them in their physical area where they live. So, you know, spirits everywhere, but.
That it is, or an online group would not work.
right. But the Mediumship Reading Room is great. So please do check that out. And okay. Well, I also want to bring our friend Joyce Kelly on the line. So do you want to hang out or do you want to?
Oh yeah, that'd be. No, I'll hang out with Joyce. That's great.
Okay. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, guys.
Hi. You are on the air.
Hi, Celeste and Jen.
So by the way,
this weekend's going to be very exciting, yeah.
Yeah, I think this is going to be such a great time. And I wanted today's show to just kind of feel like a hangout a little bit, and I think we're getting that, so that's great. But I was just kind of very, very briefly at the beginning told the audience about that you were having the Ayurvedic facial yoga class and where it was located and that sort of thing. And by the way, tickets for both Jen's class on Saturday and Joyce's class on Saturday and Jen's class on Sunday are available at lilydaleassembly.org. And you can type it in, or you can, you know, go through the website through the days. It's listed on the calendar, that sort of thing. You can buy tickets online, or you can buy them in person as space allows. So, and I know both of you already have some students signed up, so I think, you know, we should have a nice little group. So, Joyce, what the heck is Ayurvedic facial yoga? Tell us about it.
Well, it's something that I discovered when I was in India for yoga teacher training a few years ago in a place called Rishikesh, which is considered the yoga capital of the world. And, you know, people literally come from all over the world to take yoga classes there. And, of course, there's a lot of yogis and, you know, people that come to dedicate their lives, you know, to spiritual studies. And one of the women who did this came from England. She goes by Ganga after the Ganges River, which is a very sacred and spiritual place for most Hindus in India. And she was actually from England. She was a nurse, and she had been in a very bad car accident. And she had her face disfigured from the car accident, and she had gone to the traditional Western doctors, and no one basically could help her at the time. And so she turned to alternative means to heal her face. And so she taught herself various yoga positions for her face, different yoga exercises for her face to heal her face and get it back to normal. And she was able to do that. And she kept kind of adding to it and using the principles of Ayurvedic medicine. So she taught, you know, a workshop in India, which is where I learned it. So we learned all about using different herbs and facial exercises to make the face and the neck healthy and in a natural way, and to sort of keep everything youthful and beautiful in a natural way. So that's kind of where this workshop originated from. So it's very hands-on, very experiential. It's a lot of fun. We actually do a facial during the workshop, and I teach different yogic exercises for the face and the throat. It's a good time, and it's something that you can do, you know, at home, basically for the rest of your life to try to keep your face looking beautiful and healthy in a natural way, in short.
Awesome. Yeah. I, as somebody who is terribly afraid of both botulism and needles, that is very exciting. So, sorry, I couldn't resist that joke. That's that is terrible. But
You know what? A lot of you know, Ganga told me that a lot of women who had gone to her had done those things. They had done fillers and facelifts and things like that. And it's becoming, I think, more and more common because, you know, because of reality TV, and secondly, you know, the pressure is mounting, I think, as with every passing year, you know, pregnant women who have babies are pressured to go out and lose the weight right away. And women who are, you know, in their 50s and 60s are pressured to look like, you know, they're in their 20s and 30s. And I think people go to more extremes and these procedures become more affordable. And, you know, and then, of course, it's not always good for you, or, you know, sometimes the results are beautiful and sometimes they're not. And by the way, if you've had a facelift, you know, she, you know, made sure to warn me that if I'm teaching anyone who's had a recent facelift, you do want to be careful with stretching your face in various ways, because you can kind of, if it's too soon after the surgery, you just want to be careful. But I mean, it is becoming a common thing for women to have these procedures. You know, and part of it, it's not just a aesthetic thing. It's part of your overall perception of yourself and loving yourself and taking care of yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think, you know, I want to say between what you're teaching with this, and learning to love yourself and learning to do things that focus on your wellness and ability. I don't know for how many people that are listening that have ever had an issue with, you know, a lot of people who had orthodontics, which, by the way, I'm not sad about having had orthodontics, but, you know, sometimes when it's done too young, you get issues with your jaw and alignment and different, you know, but to have that, to have facial surgery, to have something like that and be in a lot of pain in your face where you're really going to notice that all the time, it's such a great thing that there's something out there that can help us to take care of that, you know, because that that does affect, you know, how we think about ourselves. So between that and learning to move energy with Jen, I think that's very cool. Jen, do you know or do anything with Ayurvedics as well?
I do not. I'll leave all of that up to the lovely Joyce.
Okay.
Well, you know, Celeste, I will say too that, you know, for some people, I think that doing something for themselves that has to do with beauty and health, sometimes they think of it as a vain thing or a selfish thing. And I think sometimes people underestimate how much that can impact, you know, self-perception. I met someone a few days ago who has a relative who had an accident on an elevator, I guess many years ago. I don't know exactly how it happened, but he had part of his toes chopped off. And, I mean, it was obviously partially functional, but partly aesthetic. And it caused him to go into a downward spiral. He gave up on life. And, you know, sometimes when things happen to people, you know, they you just have to not give up, and you have to realize there's a solution. I feel there's a solution to every problem. And, you know, when we were in India doing the yoga teacher training, they were teaching us that so much of yoga was about loosening up the hips and loosening up the shoulders. And, I mean, I think probably 80% loosening up the hip and 20% loosening up the shoulders, and talking about that tightness and the tension we hold in our bodies. We also hold it in our face, like you were talking about the orthodontics. Is that what you're saying when you've had dental work done?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
So
I know.
You know.
Whether it's a jaw issue for people that, you know, creates other issues, speaking as someone who has broken her nose like 3 times, nothing to do with plastic surgeries. I just had really bad eyes and I kept running into stuff. So I would not want to go through that again. So I can only imagine for other people. We do have a caller on the line. So I'm going to bring the caller on and what kind of question they might have for us. And okay. So, good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. And what is your name and where are you calling from today?
My name is Jacqueline. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Well, welcome. Thanks for calling in. Absolutely. Did you have a question about kind of natural wellness or spirituality, or how can we help you today?
I know definitely with natural wellness, I know that I need to juice more and eat more green and colorful, natural, electric food. I know that because my body feels it. But from a spiritual standpoint, I'm just trying to understand all the energies that's just constantly shifting, like what is really going on and how to navigate it without sinking. I don't know if it's more internal or external.
Well, you know, the external does affect the internal, right? So
yes.
It's a bit of what we're talking about here today. So, ladies, what do you suggest as your sort of core practices that help you to kind of find your flexibility and your balance with life?
A lot of it has to do with aligning our mind with our heart and that in that very compassionate state for ourselves. So when we align our thoughts and we bring ourselves back to that. So they've actually taught first responders this through the HeartMath Institute, where you place the compassionate into your mind and you feel it through your heart to create that resonance alignment within self. And anytime something external, so imagine a first responder going into some kind of ridiculous situation, and when they're done dealing with that, they bring themselves back, and it's a 3-minute exercise of realizing that their internal can manage whatever's going on, that they don't need to be floored by the external. And when they've done this, they've actually measured in these people their cortisol levels going down in real time and their happy hormones going up in real time. And in that way, it's the physical, you know, it's the measurement, it's the scientific measurement of what we can do spiritually within ourselves. And because we're all built for compassion. That's exactly what your soul is nothing but peace and compassion. And you tap into that with your mind and your heart, and you know, it's practice. So you practice when you're not feeling the outside so much. So when you do feel the outside, you can bring it back faster. But that's just one tiny suggestion.
So the compassion part, I understand that. I you know, I work in a school, and I have to exercise compassion all day, every day. But
yeah, it's compassion for ourselves more than anything.
It's not compassion for others.
Right. So we start with that, feeling the compassion and the peace within our own bodies and recognizing what our own soul is sharing with us so that we fully complete ourselves. Because you can't keep giving compassion from an empty cup. So even though you're in that beautiful situation where you have that ability to be compassionate for so many others, to make sure you're always coming back to self. So it might be removing yourself and practice. And again, you need 3 minutes of that a couple times a day to start, where you see the actual biological reaction, the measurable reaction. You know, so it's bringing spirit into your physicalness and knowing that they're not separate.
Okay. Do you have any messages from spirit for me,
Celeste?
Well, actually, we weren't really going into that today, and I think partially because we've got a bit of a time shortage, and I don't want to disappoint you with that, but I would tell you as part of how you're calling in. That and what's being reflected is a lot of being able to sit and be in tune with your soul and with that compassion within and for yourself and allowing yourself to recognize the messages as they come through for you from spirit and that said. You know, if you also want mediumship, then you can also call in next week when I do have time to work on that for you. So.
Okay. A lot can happen in a week. Probably next week this time I won't be feeling this way, but I understand what you're saying.
Okay. Very good. All right. Thank you very much for calling in today. So.
Thank you.
All right. Well, my friends, Joyce and Jen, did you? We have just like 3 minutes left. So, is there anything else that we can touch on? Any words of wisdom that you would like to, or reminders that you would like to leave with our audience?
I think maybe the biggest one after listening to Joyce is to recognize that the whole weekend are different perspectives on the same theme. So to go to where your heart leads you in terms of the right vocabulary and the right perspective for you, but really you're going to get the same feeling for your soul, which really is just about anything. But I'm kind of excited that they're overlapping so much this weekend.
Yeah. You know, it's almost like we planned it like that.
That's all.
Sorry, you know I couldn't resist. Thank you for that and that perspective, because that's kind of perfect. And you know, like I said earlier, you know, spirit will just kind of gently introduce something and one way, and then gently introduce it another until we sort of get what we need out of it. So yeah, okay, so.
Right.
Thank
I think, you.
You
know, it's all about the healing, and everything is interconnected. So I think it's going to be a wonderful weekend, you know, for everybody. And, you know, this weekend also happens to be the Susan Komen Walk for Cancer up in Buffalo. So the energy will be up there as well.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely be sending out our healing thoughts to them as well. So. Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you both very, very much for coming in via phone and joining me. And just a reminder again for everybody, there are discounts on summer tickets until tomorrow online at lilydaleassembly.org. We strongly suggest that you buy the tickets for these two weekend classes ahead of time. But we will leave space at tickets available at the door as space allows as well. So Okay. Well, I guess that's it for us today. So until next time, I am wishing you a good day and, of course, good vibes.